I spent the week with two former CIA agents. They blew my mind. The unofficial CIA motto, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." I sat, mouth agape, listening like a 10-year-old at the feet of a man and a woman who danced in the shadows for decades. They were friends who had come to Contrarian Uncon, no pictures, no names, yet willing to share. They now were in the light, but only after mastering the dark arts. There's a mystery wrapped around those who ply secrets for a living. I wanted to unravel all of them. So here's a story about learning at the heels of those whose decisions can often mean life or death. Little side note for you. If you want to be part of the community and to be surrounded by maybe these kinds of people, check out Contrarian Cashflow. Today, in 10 minutes or less, we're going to dive into 10 lessons learned from my CIA friends, a contrarian rant on why even talk about this, our collective goal, freedom, and how to get it. Disclaimer, knowing these two individuals, they would blush from head to toe reading this piece. They are quiet, unassuming, quick to let anyone but themselves take the spotlight, and even quicker to point out the quote-unquote real heroes in their profession. That's perhaps a trait of the best of the shadow dancers. There's a wall at the CIA filled with 137 stars of officers who lost their lives in the service of their country. No names, no placards, no difference from one star to another. Thus, any discrepancies, any errors, any embarrassments or embellishments in this piece are mine, and mine entirely. Let us continue. We are fascinated as a society with those who do the deeds we have neither the courage or fortitude to do ourselves. As I sat preparing to listen to my friends Brooke and Jay, I researched the mottos and the unofficial creeds of the infamous three-letter agency that has graced so many Hollywood films. I stumbled across a series of challenge coins from the agency emblazoned with these quotes. "We accomplish what others cannot accomplish and go where others cannot go." Or another, "Nowhere to hide." Or, "We shall reap what ye have sown." They gave me chills a little bit. A little insider story. Challenge coins have a special place in the military since World War I. Whether it be in special forces or in agencies, they are shown as a mark of a group within a group, a mission, a gift. When you lay a challenge coin on the bar, it's like a knock on the door of a members-only establishment. I've seen it done to my husband on only one occasion. The story about the coins goes that during World War I, a wealthy lieutenant ordered bronze medallions for his squadron. One pilot wore his in a pouch around his neck and was wearing it when shot down behind enemy lines. Although he escaped, he had no idea except for his coin. It saved his life. After that, they decided that each member of the squadron should have their coin on them at all times. To ensure that this rule was followed, as is responsible, they invented a drinking game. A challenger would ask to see the coin of another member. If that member couldn't produce it, they were on the hook for a drink for the challenger. If they produced the coin, the challenger had to buy them a drink. That practice continues to this day. The lessons I'm about to share are snippets, small borrowed ideas from those who we owe debts to for things done that we'll never hear about. Here's what I learned everyone should know. Number one, the more you know of another, the more they'll like you. As Dale Carnegie said, talk to someone about themselves and they'll listen for hours. When I first met Jay, I was amazed by many things, but one item was fascinating. Boy, did he do his homework on me. He wove a tapestry of breadcrumbs I gobbled up like a starving bird, mentioned my favorite book, highlighted my time in Mexico, questioned me on my time as a journalist. I watched a bit from above on the conversation, amazed to see something unfurl, a three-letter agency officer in action. After all, when you meet me, I cannot help but pepper people with questions as a former journalist. And it turns out, as a former sneaky, you cannot help but persuade. Within the span of our 60-minute meeting, I'd agreed to, one, seriously consider investing in his company, two, have dinner with him and his wife that week with my husband, and three, invited him to our conference for free. The power of understanding another cannot be underestimated. We went from strangers to instant friends. The question for you is, can any human really resist that alluring temptation of a human who truly knows them and finds them worth knowing? Number two, never lie. Jay was undercover for much of his career, which fascinated me. How could you keep up with all the half-truths and the lies? He chuckled as I asked and said, "I never really lied. I just didn't speak when I couldn't, and I let the others fill in the rest." I thought about it for a minute. How do you often know if someone is lying? They give too much. They overshare. They just can't let it sit. My father always said, just tell the truth. It's easier to remember. You just don't have to tell all of it. Number three, control the frame, always. They were speeding down a Middle Eastern highway, men from two worlds only brought together by war. They'd pick up an asset, as they always did, but today that asset looked sick to his stomach, almost nauseous. Was it with fear? They continued their debrief as the man seemed to grow increasingly slick with sweat. There was no doubt the conversation they were having was not for the faint of heart. One man was risking it all. "Are you okay?" Jay finally asked when the information had been shared. The man tore his eyes away from the road for just a moment and said, "Yes, ... I'm just really uncomfortable driving on the wrong side of the road." Jay's eyes widened, as did the driver's. They had no idea they were barreling down highways at record speeds into largely oncoming traffic. Jay said, "Well, we are just about done with driving on that side of the street, aren't we?" He motioned to the driver, who abruptly nodded. He who controls the frame can control just about any decision. Number 4, speak less. "I always regretted saying too much. I rarely regretted saying too little," Brooke told the crowd, tucking an errant blonde hair behind her ear. The statement seemed odd to me, given she was brilliant. Then she said, "Allow mystery to make you look smarter than you seem. The chatty ones often lose." Number 5. Presence isn't just for yogis. White zone is dangerous. Stay in the yellow. The white zone is when you're walking with a podcast on, not paying attention, being on autopilot. In their line of work, there is nothing more dangerous than not paying attention. It turns out in life and doing deals and investing and hiring, the same is true. The devil isn't in the details. The details equal devils. The problem is, in staying in the yellow zone, it requires energy. Presence is an energy drain. So you train your brain to recall where the focus needs to be and where your autopilot can kick in. How? Well, number 6. It's not by knowing what's off, it's by knowing what's normal. Look down your street. Do you know the cars that are usually in front of your neighbor's houses? Would you notice a new van? Would it seem off to you if your neighbor's dog, who is normally quiet, starts to bark? Or the opposite, if the one who barks often has long been silent? We spend on average 10 hours a day at home. But do we train ourselves to know what to see? Brooke said, baseline versus deviation. Always look for what is normal and only then what is different. Brooke knows all the cars that are supposed to be on her street, the patterns of her neighbors picking up and dropping off their kids or trash. Why? Then spotting an abnormality is easy. In deal making, you can't know a good deal until you know a bad one. In life, you can't know a bad employee until you have a great one. Contrast in all things. 7. Your brain can trick you. Trust evolution. Trust the multi-generational gut that has been built. As women in particular, we've been told, if someone looks off in person, don't cross the street. That's prejudice of young men of any color in hoodies. Or if you feel weird in a situation, don't be rude. What if your brain is doing nothing but tricking your gut? For Brooke, when she gets spooked, she leaves. When it feels wrong, they skip the drop. Gut is greater than need. Too often we know someone is not a fit, but we hire a partner anyway. We forget that evolution has given us 100 trillion microbacteria that make up our gut. Maybe they know a thing or two. Number 8, home field advantage. Choose the time and place of your engagement. In sports, we know you have 52.6% likelihood to win at your home field, all else being equal. But do we apply that in life? When I do a deal, I almost always do it on my schedule in a place I know where I'll be comfortable after I've done a workout and never after eating. Place is a power play. Number 9, get off the X. Brooke plays a game with her kids. Sometimes they jump up and down, asking to play. Get off the X. If your brother or sister is running right at you, what do? She says. Get off the X, the kids shout and run away. In a weird situation, what do? Get off the X, they shout. That means always moving, never expected, and learn to run, not freeze. It turns out we have a 27% likelihood of freezing in any given situation. It is part of our default mechanism often. You have to train yourself to fight or flight. Have you ever watched Entourage and thought, man, I wish I could be like Ari with his ridiculous, fast-witted responses? Most of us instead say nothing, panic, and then spend the next 24 hours obsessing about what we should have said. Now apply that to life or death. Number 10, hire ex-CIA people. If everything in life is looking for echoes, rhymes, reasons, they are pros at it. Finding humans that can persuade, assess, find problems out of norms, control the frame, and never freeze sounds like a bit of a superhuman hire to me. Also, find friends from different walks. You just may learn something. Contrarian rant. Why am I here? Why even talk about three-letter agencies? Tell me what financial freedom means to you. Well, the idea for me is to be so damn good, so damn diversified, so damn valuable, you're unfireable, you're uncancelable, you're untouchable. That's financial freedom. Let me tell you a lazy version of financial freedom. It's what I used to think. I just want to do what I want, where I want, and with whom I want. I'm just going to get mine. That's amateur. You know what's not? I'm going to become so strong of balance sheet that I can protect others and make an impact on this world. That at the end of the day, when I show up at those pearly gates, I'm going to be bruised, be battered, wrung dry, and say I used every single ounce of what you gave me. There is not one drop left. If you think you are free without influencing the world around you, my friend, you are wrong. Guess what COVID showed us? Man, many of us, we could make a lot of money during lockdowns. My businesses were all at record highs. But how fun is it when you can't travel, can't see people? In California, they shut off the lights if you had parties. No matter how rich you were, you couldn't have a funeral or go into the hospital. You couldn't keep your business open. So my question to you is, were you really free this year? Maybe you improvised and got an RV and toured the country with your family. Okay, but how many ghost towns did you go through? How many national park doors were shut? If we only focus on ourselves, we will never truly be free. So our goal here is strong of mind, body, and balance sheet, because our people need us and so does this world. Humanity is an interconnected organism. It's very hard to remove yourself from the ecosystem. We in business like to say we are the men and the women in the arena. The real arena is not just your business, it is your community and your country. It's time for each of us to step the fuck up. If you're reading this or listening to this, we need you. Answer the call. Cody.